Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff, the listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hey there. This is Joe Puma from Norman, Oklahoma.
Hey, Joe Puma. You sound like a corporate mascot.
No, I'm here studying meteorology at the University of Oklahoma.
Really? Are you going to be a TV weatherman?
Yes, that's the plan right now.
Well,
yep.
You clearly have the voice. Yeah. You obviously have the name. And now here's Joe Puma with the weather. I can see it already.
How good are you at being completely wrong about rain?
You know, we just had a quiz on that today, actually.
Well, it's good to have you with us, Joe. You're going to play the game in which you must tell truth from fiction. Bill, what is Joe's topic?
Selfie gratification.
Selfies have done their share of evil in this world. They've made us more superficial. They brought us Kim Kardashian, and they took away Anthony Weiner. But this week, we learned about selfies doing some good for once. Our panelists are going to tell you about it. Pick the real story. You'll win our prize. Carl Castle making duck face on your voicemail. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
First, let's hear from Faith Saley.
Elijah Bacall could have been living his dreams right now if he'd just been a little more selfie-less. You see, Bacall, wearing a ski mask, entered the People's United Bank in Underhill, Vermont, and held up the lone teller by suggesting he had a gun inside his hoodie pocket. All went well for Bacall as the terrified teller promptly offered him stacks of $100 bills, which she stuffed into the Whole Foods tote he provided. But just before making what would have been a clean getaway, Bacall, whose only prior criminal record was a college arrest for disturbing the peace when his a cappella group got drunk, couldn't resist celebrating his heist with a selfie. Selfie-braiding, if you will. Pulling up his mask and brandishing some Benjamins, he smiled for himself on his iPhone 6 Plus. As he paused to add a filter, he heard sirens, extremely loud and incredibly close. He dropped his phone and ran, essentially leaving behind a high-resolution, megapixeled Most Wanted poster. Police found Elijah at the Apple Store in Burlington, logging into an iPad using the Find My iPhone app. He looked almost as good as his selfie. Bacall's lawyer says her client will plead guilty, but wants the world to know that he did it to fund his documentary on corporate greed.
A selfie leads to the arrest of a bank robber. Your next story of a selfie we can all love comes from PJ O'Rourke.
Good news. Selfies make us healthies. National Institutes of Health are using selfies to study the symptoms and prevalence of America's health problems. Researchers, they observe selfies posted on Facebook. There's a special algorithm that sorts the selfies by age, gender, ethnicity, and location of Facebook postings to produce a statistical cross-section of the U.S. population. Now, using high-resolution photographic analysis, the researchers are able to examine the whole country for signs, for selfie signs of obesity, malnutrition, symptoms of vitamin deficiency, skin disorders, gum disease, dental decay, even by analyzing pupil dilation, drug abuse. And there may be another benefit to this. We are learning a lot about idiocy. And maybe there's a hope for a vaccine, you know, and maybe someday, thanks to selfies, we won't be saying, you can't cure stupid.
Selfies as a health diagnosis tool. And your last story of an unselfish selfie comes from Alonzo Bowden.
In an age of high-tech training and MMA fighting, we now have MPD fighting. What's MPD? Monopod fighting. The classic strategy of hit 'em with a stick. A selfie stick, to be precise. Tourism is a big industry. Unfortunately, robbing tourists is also a big industry. M-Profi Combat Sports Center in Moscow felt it was time tourists learned to protect themselves. Now, tourists can't carry concealed weapons, but people want to feel secure while traveling. In comes the selfie stick. With proper training, a selfie stick can take out an attacker of any size, says instructor Vlad Mentz, and as a bonus, you can get a picture of your would-be assailant writhing in pain. The training is approved by the Association of Safe Selfies, and after the training, students say they feel safer and more confident in their travels. So be careful next time you see a group of Russian teenage girls taking selfies. You might want to give them a wide berth. And oh, whatever you do, don't try creeping up on them.
All right.
All right.
Nobody likes selfies, but one of our panelists is telling the truth about something good that could come from them. From Faith Saley, how a bank robber was caught by making his own selfie and then dropping his phone. From PJ O'Rourke, how science researchers are using the proliferation of selfies across Facebook to diagnose problems with Americans, presumably such as spinach getting caught on their teeth. Or from Alonzo Bowden, how the selfie stick has become an effective weapon of self-defense as taught in one studio in Moscow. Which one is the real story?
I'm going to have to go with the bank robber one.
The bank robber one. You mean Faith's story of the bank robber who took a selfie of himself robbing the bank, then dropped his phone.
Yes.
You believe that's the sort of thing a bank robber would do?
Yep.
Clearly you've been listening to this show. All right. Well, to bring you the real story, we did, as always, speak to someone very familiar with it.
The Martial Arts Center is offering self-defense classes where tourists can actually learn how to use selfie sticks. Anyone can learn it, and it just takes 5 classes.
That was Frida Garza. She's a reporter at Quartz, talking about the selfie stick self-defense course being taught in Moscow. Sadly, you did not win her game, but you did earn a point for Faith. And thank you so
Joe.
Much for playing.
Yes, thank you, guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
See you.